kinds of potatoes are there?
A sweet potato, an iced potato. You only have two kinds of potatoes.
Are there different kinds of sweet potatoes?
Well, yeah. There would be Nancy Hall, Puerto Rico potatoes too. And then there's what you call the regular old yam potato. It wouldn't be soft when you bake it like Puerto Rico would. Puerto Rico would be sweet, mm-hmm. but a yam potato wouldn't. Old white potato wouldn't be a sweet potato, a soft potato. It's good to eat, but they're not sweet and soft, you know.
A white potato is a kind of sweet potato?
Yeah, white potato is a sweet potato. They used to have what you call regular white potatoes, rotators that big. But there would be potatoes just like the bananas, but they wouldn't be soft and sweet. Later coming years, they got tails in, they called the Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
They would be sweet, and when you bake them, would be real soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if you were going to buy some lettuce at the store, you'd ask for two or three...
Lettuce. I want a head of lettuce.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use... Say if you had 12 children, you'd say he really had a what of children?
12 children.
Uh-huh.
If you had, how you say that now, if you had 12 children.
You say he had a what of children?
I would say I had a good bunch of children. I had 12 mm-hmm. head.
You'd say head of children?
Huh?
You'd say 12 head of children?
Yeah, 12 head of children. Mm-hmm. Would be more known than say, I got a big group, because you wouldn't know how many you had if you had a group.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had 12 head, you wouldn't know how many number was in the family, see?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say you had a passel of children?
Huh?
A passel?
No.
Did you ever hear that expression?
No, wouldn't say it like that.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of onions that you pull up and eat before they get...
Well, it would be the leaf.
Uh-huh.
The onion grows with a long, well, about a foot high. Then you can break the green part of the leaf off.
Evergreen onion.
And eat it. And there's an evergreen onion. Little evergreen.
What's that like?
That's a onion has a small root. Now the regular big root onion, they grow roots all about that big around.
Mm-hmm. About 2 or 3
right,
inches.
Right, about 3 inches round.
Mm-hmm.
Then they hot, it's white. You can get them white or you get red onions of that kind.
Mm-hmm. What is the evergreen onion?
Evergreen is a little white onion. Grows, they be in bunches.
Uh-huh.
Evergreen means bunches, more than one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are they small?
Yeah, they're small, but they're hot like the others.
What different kinds of beans do you have?
Huh?
What kinds of beans?
Beans? Well, you would have snap beans, butter beans. Those would be about the only kind of beans you would have. Now, of course, the house in this country, what's called an English pea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have two kind of English peas. Well, there's two beans. One English pea grows about 2 foot high, another grows 6 foot high.
Mm-hmm.
Those English peas.
What about when you want to get the peas out? You say you have
you
to...
You had to shell them.
Uh-huh.
And shell them out, right.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Well, that would be roasting yield.
Uh-huh.
You would get it while it was soft. The corn, when it's soft, then you take a knife and just cut it off the cob and scrape the cob after you cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Got good eating corn.
What do you call that stringy stuff that you take off?
Well, that would be the shucks. Shucks.
Uh-huh. Well, the stringy stuff, though.
Little fine stuff would be, look like hair.
Uh-huh.
That would be silk.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
Well, that would be the tassel.
Uh-huh. And this is a little yellow crook-necked vegetable.
Would be a squash.
Uh-huh.